This is On the Air, and we are on the air, believe it or not. And I'm kind of winging it today. I've got some information I thought maybe you might. Every time I think of 4th of July, I also think almost simultaneously of the Popcorn Festival. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I guess it's because it's a big party, and I heard them talking this morning on how there was questions as to whether the Popcorn Festival brings 250,000 people into Marion. And I'm not sure how you prove that one way or the other, but I would guess it was based on some sort of facts. If you see the number of people, especially, kind of depends on the talent, I'm guessing, that they bring in. So I thought I'd look up this year's Popcorn Festival and give you a little headway news about what's going on in the Popcorn Festival. A lot of people are like me, 4th of July stuff, you know, parades and festivals and stuff like that. It kind of reminds you of the Popcorn Festival parades and festival type stuff. So I thought I'd look it up and see. Now, this year, the Popcorn Festival here in Marion will be September 8th, 9th, and 10th. Talent on, let's see here, on Thursday night will be Kathmandu. Kathmandu is a Bob Seger tribute band. And they will be performing on Thursday night. On Friday night, Parmalee. Now, I had to look Parmalee up, and I listened to a tidbit of their music. It sounds like they're kind of pop country, if there is such a thing as pop country. This year, I think from what I listened, talent will be more country than it will be pop. But Parmalee seems to be a little pop country. And then that's on Friday night. And then on Saturday night, Lita Ford is going to be on. And she is definitely country. I think you'll have a great time if you go to this. I was on the committee, I don't know, 3 or 4 or 5 years, something like that. I enjoyed being on the committee. I'm not sure I was able to do a whole lot. There are a lot of people on those committees. I just tried to help in every way I could without getting terribly involved. but anyway, it's great fun. It's good for Marion. I know there are people that say it's terrible for Marion, and some of the business owners downtown don't like it because it kind of closes their shops for a week. But if you plan on that, if you own a business, I know I owned a business for 5 years, and there were certain things that I knew. If those went on in Lancaster, Ohio, I wasn't going to have very many people come in. So, you know, you kind of plan for that sort of thing. But it brings a lot of people to town. I think it puts some money in the coffers. I don't know that I've ever seen any statistics on that. But I do enjoy the fact that we have the Popcorn Festival. And having been, my dad was the minister of Orville Redenbacher's church, and also, I can't remember what Mr. Bowman's first name was, but Mr. Bowman was the co-founder of Orville Redenbacher's Popcorn there in Valparaiso, Indiana. But both of them went to my dad's church. Both of them also went to my wife's father for their doctoring. So I have some relationships there. I was lucky enough to convince Orville's daughter to come be the fair grand marshal one year. And she rode in the honorary vehicle and waved to the crowd. You know, the queen wave. She waved to the crowd. We still continue to maintain relationships over Facebook, and she's doing okay. Or at least she, last time I talked to her, which was quite a while ago, actually, she was doing okay. She's not a young woman. She's, I'm guessing, just a touch older than I am. Anyway, I think we'll have a good time this year at the Popcorn Festival. I usually try to make an appearance at every one of the Popcorn Festivals just so I can keep my nose on what's going on and kind of like to see the crowds. My wife hates crowds, so we don't go very often when we don't go together. She does go down when I was always in just about every parade. I don't think I was in last year's parade or the year before, but I've been in every other parade since 2005. And she does come down and wave at me, but we only live 3 blocks away from where the parade route is, so she can walk down, wave at me, and then head back. She just hates being in those crowds. I don't understand it, but I'm the other way around. I love being in crowds. You can kind of let your hair down when you're in a crowd, and you have to be careful, though. There's some crazy people that are in those crowds, especially after seeing what happened last week at the 4th of July parade in the suburb of Chicago. That's a northern suburb that I used to drive through when I was going to the... I think we drove through it when we were going to the Horizon, which is where we played basketball when I was at DePaul. But sad things like that. There are a lot of things we can do about it, but very little that we are doing about it. Anyway, that's a topic for a progressive life, which will be next Wednesday, right? We'll get Dr. Feynman back on the air and get his fiery discussion going. And he's a fun guy. He really has very, very... adamant opinions. Okay, I just got a message that apparently I didn't know what I was talking about with Lita Ford. Let's see what she said. I lost her message. Where in the heck did it go? I'm terrible on these stupid phones. See if I can get her message, because she had a message about Lita Ford. Let me quickly... Here it is. Come on, open up. Here it is. Lita Ford is as far from country music as you can get. She's a rocker. Okay. I thought she was... country because I saw her picture, and her picture had her with a guitar, and then I only had about 10 seconds to listen to her music, and it sounded kind of a ballady type, the one I listened to. So, but Lita Ford is as far from country music as you can get, I guess my caller told me. But thanks for letting me know. So we do have we have rock and roll on Saturday, and we have country on Friday, and I'm not quite sure what Kathmandu does. Bob Seger tribute. So, if that gives you a hint, cool. Well, I'm looking forward to at least zipping down and maybe listening to one or two of those. For you know, it's free. That's kind of the neat part about the Popcorn Festival. Now, if you want to go in and have a beer or two, or if you want to go in and sit in the VIP section, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but it's even there, it's not bad. When I was listening to a baseball game a couple days ago. I know, I'm a Cub fan. We like to listen to games that we lose by one run in the 11th inning. That's seems to be happening a lot lately. But anyway, I was listening to a Cubs game, and they were talking about the average, or no, the price of the a beer at that particular baseball venue was $14 for a beer. Now, I'm guessing those are 16-ounce beers instead of 12-ounce beers. I hope they are, because that's an awful lot of money to pay for a beer. I like an occasional beer, but I'm not paying $14 for anybody's beer. It can be beer laced with gold, and I'm not going to pay $14 for it. You know, there are drinks that I think it's called Goldzweiger or something like that, that you can get. It has little flakes of gold in it. They're gold leaf that kind of float around in the bottle. I don't know why. They don't add any flavor, I'm sure. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, obviously somebody is listening to us, because I was told that Lita Ford is not country in any form. Well, it's 11:25, and we've got about another 35 minutes of this segment, and then you know what we do next, right? We go over to a swap shop, and if you have something in your garage that you're trying to get rid of, and you've been trying to get rid of it for a long time, have a garage sale, or call us up. You can call us up and tell us about your garage sale, or you can call us up and say, I have this item in my garage. I'm trying to think what most interesting things in garage. You know, my sister had a dollhouse. It was about, I would guess, 3 feet long by 2.5 feet high. I mean, it even had real shutters on it. It had real roofing on it. It had lights in each room. It was really neat. I love that. I wonder whatever happened to that. But I know that was in her garage for a while, and I kept thinking, boy, I ought to ask her if I could have that. But I didn't know where I was going to put it. But if you have something in your garage that you've been trying to get rid of for a long time, think about putting it on Swap Shop. You call in, you say what you have to sell, you say what phone number the person can reach you at, and we'll try and get rid of it for you. Or if you're going to have a garage sale to get rid of it, tell us where the garage sale is going to be, and we'll announce that and tell them when the garage sale is and where it's going to be, and we'll do that. Somebody just called in and said they're having, oh no, I know, the place where I bought the bicycles last night, the gentleman told me, is it Glenville area? It's out there north of town. There next week is their garage sale, where everybody on the, you know, in the subdivision has some sort of garage sale. That's kind of fun too, because that way you can get a lot of stuff done. It's only fun though if it doesn't rain. It's no fun if it rains. I hopefully he'll call me back and tell me where that is next week, so we can announce it on Swap Shop for next week. But if you have something like that, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We'll start the Swap Shop at 12:15, and we'll go for about 45 minutes, and then I'm going to go home and repair the table in my new RV that somebody sat on, apparently, and broke it. But I knew that before I bought it, so I have to repair it so we can use it. Also, I got to find a place where I can buy some cheap foam, because the bed part is, you know, it's you put the table down between the seats, and it forms a bed. It's nice, but it's plywood, and it's hard. So I'm going to try to find a piece of foam so that I can put under the pillows that are on top. Now, maybe if I lose about 50 pounds, it wouldn't be so hard, but I'm not going to do that between now and Monday, right? Well, I hope if you've gotten out to the county fair, I hope you've had a good time out there. It's always fun to go and watch the crowd. Now, see, that's my wife. I've told you she does not like to be in crowds, but she does like to watch crowds. Now, we used to take the grandkids up to Cedar Point, and she'd just find a chair, you know, a bench where she could sit down. Now, this is an awful expensive crowd watching, but she'd sit down and just watch the crowd. She just enjoyed watching the crowd. At about 50, back then about $50 a pop, but and I got to the point where I decided I wouldn't ride the roller coasters anymore. After you have a heart attack, I guess you probably shouldn't ride a roller coaster anymore, right? Okay, I tell you what. How about a family feud question? We'll see how smart you are. You may think you're smarter than you really are. Now, these family feud questions were done by Parade magazine, so you know they're true. Well, anyway, you know they've tried to make them right. Let's see which one's a good one here. I have a whole bunch of them here, and I'm not quite sure which one. Okay, this is in keeping with summer fun, okay? Name an outdoor activity. There are five of them that they list. They say, name an outdoor activity. What do you think is number one, two, three, four, and five? On Family Feud, as listed by Parade magazine. Name an outdoor activity. Now, one thing I've learned is an outdoor activity from camping, especially when I'm not close to the bathrooms, is where to find a tree. That's only a guy thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't ask my wife about that sort of thing. I don't think she'd tell me. Hey, name an outdoor activity. And we'll do a little family feud in here. I got several questions I can ask you. That one just seemed like the easiest one. And I wanted to get my crowd going a little slow, you know. Now, we have some pretty sharp people listening. I've already talked to several of them and got a text message from somebody else who told me how stupid I was as far as the singer on Saturday, Lita Ford. She is not a country singer. Thank you for making it right for me, okay? Well, I guess nobody's smart enough to know a name of an outdoor activity. One of them, the number one thing, we've already talked about today. So, and the number two thing, we have not. Number three thing, we've already talked about today. Number four thing, we've already talked about today. And the number five thing. The only thing we haven't talked about is the number two thing. So, name something that's an outdoor activity during the summer. It's summer stuff, not winter stuff. What do you do in the winter? Oh, okay. We have a phone call. Let's go see what this person thinks. Hi, you're on the air.
Backpacking.
Backpacking. What a great answer. It's not on here, but it's a great answer. Keep trying, though. That was a very good answer. It's got to be on there somewhere, but it's not.
And I apologize to Scott because I called his number.
Oh, okay. Well, Scott likes talking to people, so he won't mind.
Okay, bye-bye.
Sure. Thanks, bye-bye. No, it's not backpacking, okay? Name an outdoor activity. Now, I suppose you could a couple of these things, you really are backpacking, but that's not what it's called, okay? So, name some... Okay, we got another person that's going to try another one, all right? Hi, you're on the air.
How about bird watching?
Bird watching, I love it! I love it, I do that. But it's not on the list either.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling. Great answer. Bird watching. I love bird watching. Now, I do not move when I'm bird watching. I sit down in my backyard and have a cold drink and watch birds. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Hi, you're on the air.
Is it called hiking instead of backpacking?
Hiking is the answer. You're a winner. Atta girl. All right.
Next. I got another one, too.
Okay, sure.
Hunting.
Hunting is not on here.
Hunting.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, but it's not on here. I bet it would have been number 6, but it's not
okay.
On here. But hiking is number 2. 25% of the people said hiking. So good job.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Girl.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Now I'm going to get in trouble because I called her a girl, right? And I'm guessing she's over 18. Atta girl, atta boy, that's the prize I give you. All right, let's get back on the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Camping.
Let's see. Camping is number 3. You got it, atta boy. That's 16% of the people agree with you, all right? Thanks. Bye-bye. Camping, number 3. 16% of the people agreed with him. So we've got hiking and camping, and we have 3 other. The number 1 thing is has not been mentioned. So let's go back to the phone and see what we got. Hi, you're on the air.
Boating or fishing?
I'm giving you fishing. It doesn't say boating, but fishing is the number 5 thing. 6 or 8% of the people say that. All right? Atta girl.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Fishing. Yeah, and the person that called in just before her said hunting. My guess is hunting is right under fishing, but they only took the top 5. So we've got hiking, camping, and fishing. Those 3 have already been named. We have 2 more. We have the number 1 thing that hasn't been mentioned, and we have the number 4 thing that hasn't been mentioned. And I think we've talked about both of them already before we even asked the question. So, should be simple, all right? And then we'll go to another question that we've got. These are all put together for us by Parade Magazine, and they're kind of fun. Gives me something to do when I'm lazy and didn't prepare anything. Well, I had to prepare these, yeah. Anyway, I'm trying to think what the next question will be to see whether you're smart or keep it on the easy side, like name an outdoor activity, which is what we're doing right now. I think I'll keep it fairly simple. So I'm looking down my list of things, trying to find one that's fairly simple. Oh, here's one that will... Yeah, I know the next one. Oh, we got somebody on the phone. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Picnics or cookouts?
Ooh, I love that one, but it's not on there. But I do love that one. Let's go have a picnic. Thanks for calling.
Sounds
good to me. Yes, me too. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, let's go have a picnic right now. It's, I think, still fairly cool out. Let me check to see what the temperature is. I'll let you know here momentarily. It is currently in Marion, Ohio, 77 degrees. Almost a perfect temperature. I'd like it at 75, but 77 is darn near perfect, right? Okay, so we've gotten 3 answers to name an outdoor activity. Hiking, camping, and fishing. Name the other 2 that nobody's mentioned yet. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Gardening.
Ooh, that's my number 1, but it's not on the list. I don't know why, but I love gardening, as you probably know if you listen to my show.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Gardening. Oh, gardening is the most fun. Well, I don't know. Camping's a lot of fun. But I'd say, if I had my choice of things to do, yeah, I'd go camping before I go gardening. But I do like gardening an awful lot. The neat thing about gardening is that you get to see your handiwork develop. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
What about bike riding?
Bike riding, you got it. That's number four. That's 11% of the people said bike
riding. Oh, we're getting there. One more to go.
Yeah, and it's the number one, and nobody's gotten it yet. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Attaboy. Bye-bye.
See ya.
All right. See how smart we are? We have a really smart crew that listens to this show. A lot smarter than I am. That's the problem. Then people tell me that Lita Ford is not a country singer. She's a rocker. I do appreciate that person texting me on my phone and letting me know that I had given a foolish answer there. All right. We're going to go to another question here. If we can find the one thing that's number one on the list of name and outdoor activity. Hang on. Let's go to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Glenn. How about what you had on here a while back with that bird watching stuff?
Ooh, I love bird watching, but that's not on here. Now, that was mentioned by somebody else. I watch birds in my backyard while drinking a beer. Pretty nice. I don't have to go anywhere. Don't have to drive. Don't have to stumble. I can have a beer, watch my birds, and then go back in the house and take a nap.
Yeah.
I love it, but it's not the number one answer.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Bird watching is fun. I found out, though, that I'm not really smart at it. As many birds as I've watched, most of the time I forget what they were. Oh, that's a pretty one. I get a lot of that. Ooh, that's a pretty one. Let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about baseball?
Baseball is a great one, but it's not on here. I guess the reason why is because that's more of a team sport, I'm guessing, as opposed to just a general thing that you do during the summer. But that's a great answer, but thanks for your calling. Okay, keep thinking. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Baseball. I do like to go to a baseball game. It's getting out of sight as far as price goes. I have several of my students work for baseball. I have one of my students is vice president with the what's their new name? Guardians. He's a vice president with the Guardians. And I can get tickets there anytime I want to, but the cost of getting there, the cost of buying a hot dog and a beer, it's just almost prohibitive. Okay, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Going to the beach.
Why it's not on here, I don't know. That would have been one of my top ones, but it's not on there. I guess they associate that maybe with camping. I don't know. It's not there, but great answer. Thanks for calling. All right. Shoot. Going to the beach, how could that not be on here? I think my crowd who listens to the show is smarter than all those editors at Parade Magazine, don't you? We've gotten at least three answers that are better than the ones that are on here, I think. I don't know. Anyway, we've got the number one answer has not been chosen. We've got hiking, camping, biking, and fishing, but not the number one outdoor activity. Now, this is an activity. It's not something you go to see, like a baseball game. It's something that you have to be active in, if that gives you a little bit of a hint. And we did talk about it earlier. We didn't talk about me doing it. That would require breaking a sweat. So, does that give you any hint? Okay. All right. Name an outdoor activity. The number one question has not been answered. Number two was hiking. Number three was camping. Number four was biking. And number five was fishing. Okay. We got one more to go. We've got about 18 minutes to go in this segment of the show. And we're going to do... during Swap Shop, we're going to do some questions about trivial stuff about county fairs, which I looked it up, and there were several things on there that I think were quite interesting. Now, some of them aren't, well, you have to give a little explanation to them, so you see, that'll give us something to talk about. All right, I'm Glenn Coble. You're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio, 107.1. We are in the talking place. That's why we're talking. Giving you something to listen to, you know. You don't really have to think very much when I'm talking. You can just let it bounce off the top of your head. I'm not going to say anything earth-shattering, most likely. If I did, I wouldn't have known that I was saying something earth-shattering. But we'll have a good time, just shooting the bull. Wonder where that expression ever came from, shooting the bull. I don't know. Maybe I'll look that up in the break, if I think about it. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
How about vacations?
Vacations is perfect, but not on there. Yeah, do you vacation? Oop, I lost her. I think vacations are a great answer. That's four answers that we've given that are better than the number five, which was fishing, I think. All four of those. And vacation. Now, vacation is, I guess, is that an activity? It is for some people. Where do you go on vacation? My favorite vacation spot is Mackinac Island. And I like it because it's cool. I like it because I can get fudge. I like it because I can ride behind a horsey and go, and there are no cars, and I don't have to listen to motorcycle kids driving up and down the street. I like it because it's surrounded by water. And the way you get to Mackinac Island, obviously, is across water. And I love water. Something about water is just peaceful to me. As you all know, if you listen to me very often, I used to race sailboats. I'd love to have a sail. I look every day at flyers on sailboats. And if I were a wealthy man, I would probably buy myself a sailboat. But it would have to be, I would have to have money that I didn't need, you know. And if I have money that I don't need, maybe I ought to do something better with it than buying myself a sailboat. You know, like helping somebody get lunch or helping somebody find the needing things for their kids, you know, helping somebody get their pencils and paper and stuff, getting ready for school. Are you getting ready for school already? I did hear out there at Harding, I heard the bands, drum lines were practicing. I'm not sure if they were practicing for a parade or whether they're practicing to get ready already for this fall, the football games and stuff. But the drum lines were going at it last night. My dog doesn't mind the drum line sound. Did not like the pops of the firecrackers and stuff like that. Okay, we have one more answer. And I'm going to open up a second question because I think I've got you stumped on the number one answer of name an outdoor activity. All right, this one should be simple, too. Name things you would post on social media. You know, if you're going to put something on Facebook or one of those social media sites, you know, you put your pictures on there, what would you put on there? You know, pictures or statements or, you know, announcements. What would you put on your social media? And we'll give you an attaboy if you get one of these answers right. These are all compiled. Is that right? Yeah. By Parade Magazine. So, you know, they've done some research. I didn't do any research. My only research was to find these questions on the internet. I wonder what we would be doing if on this show if we didn't have the internet. There have been a lot of shows that have been done off of stuff that we snuck off the internet, right? Oh, somebody honked as they went by. How you doing? Thanks for honking. I get a lot of honks like that. This morning, fortunately, it was during one of the breaks, a fire engine went by, and it was really loud. Hey, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Did we say boating?
Boating. Let's see whether we said that or not. We said fishing, but we did not say boating, and it is not on the list, but that's a great answer.
Kayaking.
Ooh, I love, yeah. I love the idea of kayaking, but at my age, I don't think I'd ever be able to get out of it once I got into it.
That's me.
Well, thanks for your answer, but it's not there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. I'm glad I'm not alone. That lady made me feel really good. I thought maybe I was the only person that was worried about getting out of a kayak. I would love to have a kayak. I think it looks like great fun to glide through the water while you're, you know, really easy. I'm sure your upper body takes some stress, but you can go as fast or as slow as you want to, and you can just glide along. You don't want to be out there if you got 3-foot waves or something like that, but, you know, on a smooth day, just glide along kayaking. And then you get back to shore, and you have to get out of the thing. I'm in deep trouble. I can hear me yelling, Carol, I need some help. Now, Carol could get in and out. She's pretty flexible and pretty strong still. I'm just not as flexible, and probably it would help if I'd lose that 50 pounds we talked about earlier. That's not going to happen soon, right? Okay, it's 49 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. You're listening to WWGH. We still have one more answer to name an outdoor activity. We've already named hiking, camping, biking, and fishing. This one, I guess it's 40% of the people said this, so a lot of people know. I mean, a lot of people agree with this, but... I think it's a little vague. Okay, now the next question is, name things that you would post on social media. Not dirty stuff, not mean stuff, but other stuff that you might post on social media. A lot of people sure like to post a lot of mean stuff on there, don't they? Mean stuff, political stuff, anyway, and I must admit, I have posted political stuff on my Facebook page and my Twitter page. I try very hard not to post anything mean, though. Occasionally, I think I've called a politician or two a not-so-nice word. All right, let's go back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
A lot of people post pictures of their pets.
Post pictures of their kids.
Pets.
Oh, pets. Absolutely. Pets. That is a great answer, but it's not on here.
It's not on there.
No. Now, the kids aren't on there either, so don't answer
no
with
baby,
kids.
No baby picture.
No baby picture. How can that be? I would post
God.
My grandkids on there and have.
Yeah.
All right. Great answer, but not on there. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Great answer. Yeah, they're pets. I would venture to say close to 50% of the things I see on pages like that are pets. One of my good friends who I've interviewed here on the air, because he was one of the world-class long-distance runners, Gary Tuttle, I usually get him on right before some big race or something like that, and we talk about it. But he's very involved out in California in getting puppy dogs, you know, puppy dogs that need a home. He's very involved in that. And he's always putting these pictures of these cute little critters. You just want to Oh, I would take that dog. I would take that dog. I would take every dog. And he occasionally has cats on there. But I don't know. I first of all, I can't easily get out to California to pick up the little critter. And I already have Buddy, who is a I got from what do you call it? Where you the dog needs a house. I gave him a new home. Buddy's mommy unfortunately got ill, and therefore he needed a home, and we gave him a home. So, and he's become a member of the family. He eats off my plate occasionally. Don't tell his mama that, though. Occasionally I'll walk out where my plate is sitting on the table, and he'll be standing on the table. Here, dumb dog, get down. And he's not a big dog, so he has to struggle to get up there. So he must really like what I eat. All right, it's 11:53. I'll give you the answer to that one. Name the outdoor activity. We named hiking, camping, biking, and fishing. And you're gonna kick yourself when I tell you the answer. I'm gonna wait until the very end to tell you the answer, but. I guess 40% of the people thought this was the most logical answer to that. And the other one, if we don't get any other answers to name things that you'd post on social media, we'll save that for another day. But no, it's not critters. They're not puppy dogs or pets or anything like that. It's something else. And let's see, I'm looking at the list and trying to think how many I've done. I've done the number one thing. I've done the number two thing. And I've done the number five thing, but I haven't done the three and the four. Okay, let's go back to the phone and see if this person has the perfect answer. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Cheryl, it's that go to the drive-in movie for that activity.
Where is there a drive-in movie?
There's one over by Canton.
Oh, is there? That's a little bit of a long trip, but great answer, wrong.
Sarah was telling me about it a couple weeks ago.
Well, Sarah, she's crazy, so.
Well, she's like the rest of us, isn't she?
Yeah, she sure is. I like her a lot.
All right, bye.
Thanks, good answer, bye-bye. No, it's not go to the outdoor movie. I think that's a great answer. I haven't been. When was the last time you went to an outdoor movie? Boy, I took my family to see Superman at the outdoor. So how long ago was that? What, 20 years? That was the last one I went to, and it was up in northern Michigan. And there are a few more outdoor theaters up in northern Michigan, I guess because there's so many more tourists. Okay, hang on. Hi, you're on the air.
The only thing I have left to say is swimming.
Swimming. Well, if you're fishing and you fall overboard, you might be swimming. that's not the answer. No, it's not. I'll tell you the number one here in about 2 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, you could be swimming if you're fishing. Let's hope you don't have to swim too far. Have you ever fallen out of a boat? I've fallen off of a pier before. That was not fun. I was a pretty young kid, and I fell off of a pier. But I got back. I was a pretty good swimmer. So, hang on. We're going back to the phone. Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, Glenn, how about give us these poor people that haven't got a good mind like myself, give us a summer, fall, winter, spring activity that this is pertaining to, and that might narrow it down for
us. Okay, well, this is definitely summer, but you and I talked about somebody doing this when you and I were talking earlier, so maybe that'll help too.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I talk too much and I'm about a lot of different subjects and everything. Hey, talking about a kayak, once you ever try, and you can try, I know you can get in now, try a kayak once, and you'll never, ever get back in a canoe.
I believe that. I believe that.
I spent hours on a canoe, and I spent hours in a kayak, and a kayak is so relaxing, and your elbows is right down to the water to paddle,
yeah.
And it's no effort, and there's no tipping over on it.
Yeah, seems
hey,
that way.
Hey, I'll let you go. Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot, Ted. Bye-bye. All right. I'm not going to be in the kayak. I'm not even going to try. I wouldn't even know how to look at one at a store and say, now that looks like a nice kayak. All right, we're getting pretty close here. I'll give you about 30 more seconds, and then I'm going to tell you what the number one answer is that we are all too stupid to know. I think Parade Magazine is stupid, quite frankly. I think we have nothing but good attaboys and attagirls here in Marion, Ohio, because we've named everything but the number one answer. Hiking was number two, camping was number three, biking was number four, and fishing was number five. I'm guessing that we had 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 all answered, but they weren't on the list. Okay, one last call. Here we go. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, you said hiking. How about jogging?
I'm giving it to you. It isn't jogging, but it is running, they say, okay?
Yeah,
That's number one. Very good, Ted Attaboy.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye-bye. He got it. Jogging, well, not jogging, running is what they call it. But running to me is, jogging to me is running. So thanks a lot. We've had a great morning. I'm going to come back here in about 15 minutes with Swap Shop. I hope you join us. But for right now, we're going to call it quits for On the Air. I'm Glenn Coble. You've been listening to WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial. An attaboy and attagirl, you guys are smart as a whip. But we won't answer any of the questions on name things you would post on social media. The person that called in said pictures of pets, I think, or something like that. That would have been on my list. Okay, we'll be back here in just about 12 to 15 minutes. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. For guests like the 4th